a key question in the war against terrorism, just who is a terrorist? There are different answers in Washington and much of the Arab world, differences that emerge when the U.S. asks a country like Lebanon to freeze the assets of what the U.S. calls the terrorist organization Hezbollah. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In southern Lebanon, trees and telephone poles are dotted with posters of fresh-faced young men who died fighting Israel's 22-year occupation of the region. Saeed Harb, an 11-year veteran of the Lebanese guerrilla group Hezbollah, was one of them. His mother, Hania Fakhah, says he was killed in 1996. Though pained by his death, Fakhah says she's proud of her son and bristles when told his organization is labeled a terrorist group by the United States. Israel is the terrorist, she says. My son died defending his land and his country. Fakhah isn't the only one miffed at the U.S. Relations between Beirut and Washington have been strained ever since Hezbollah was included last month on a list of 28 terrorist groups whose assets the U.S. wants frozen. Lebanese cabinet minister Ghassan Salami says Lebanon has cooperated closely with the U.S. in its war against terrorism, but drew the line at this request.
Hezbollah is quite largely considered in the whole Arab world as a genuine movement against Israeli occupation and not as a terrorist organization.
The U.S. government believes Hezbollah was behind the 1983 suicide bombings of the Marine barracks in Beirut, as well as the bombing of its embassy there and the kidnapping of Americans during the Lebanese Civil War. But analysts here say today's organization bears no resemblance to the small, shadowy cells responsible for those attacks. Today, the Shiite group is a well-disciplined military organization that is widely credited in the Arab world with driving the Israelis out of southern Lebanon. But Hezbollah is also a popular political party, says Ghassan Salame.
Everybody knows, including the American embassy in town, that they have representatives in the parliament and that they play by the political game, and also that their military activities have been concentrated on fighting against Israeli occupation of the south.
Since the Israeli pullout in May 2000, Hezbollah has vowed to drive Israel from the Sheba Farms, a disputed patch of land along the Lebanese-Israeli border, and it has repeatedly attacked Israeli positions there. Lebanon says that's not terrorism, but acts of resistance. The Beirut government contends that Hezbollah lacks the global reach of militants targeted by the U.S. But the American government disagrees. Diplomats here say that, among other things, Hezbollah has been implicated with radical Palestinian groups in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, a charge Hezbollah hotly denies. Hezbollah is not engaged in any actions or involved with any organizations abroad or in Israel, says Ghaleb Abu Zainab of Hezbollah's political council. Our focus, he says, is on resistance. But since September 11th, there have been few Hezbollah attacks on the Sheba farms. The party's main sponsors, Syria and Iran, are both on the U.S. list of states that sponsor terror, and, along with Lebanon, have been under pressure from Washington to rein in Hezbollah. Lebanese analyst Michael Young says Syria doesn't want to antagonize the U.S., given the tensions in the Middle East, and Iran wants to make sure it has some say in a future Afghanistan.
There is very modest but palpable rapprochement between the U.S. and Iran, obviously over Afghanistan, which means that the Iranians, I don't think, are particularly keen to provoke the Americans.
Without the full support of its sponsors, some analysts believe Hezbollah faces a turning point. Michael Young says some in the party had hoped to expand its regional influence following Israel's withdrawal, but now they may be having second thoughts.
The post-September 11th period creates even more of an imperative that Hezbollah change. Frankly, there's nothing left for the party to do militarily. The only direction, I think, now is political.
Young says there is a debate going on within Hezbollah over which direction to take. American officials have said they would welcome Hezbollah's transition into a purely political party. For Lebanon, it would mean relief from the possible threat of U.S. economic sanctions for its refusal to freeze Hezbollah's assets. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.